to a test of whether there is bikua, of whether there's a crack, but chitim is different. Chitim you could soak. What's the raya? Because you're yaitza b'pasna ki of a hadra. Because it could be yaitza and it's a matzah with pas that's clean, and clean pas could only be through soaking. The Tzlach says he doesn't understand the Gemara. Everyone holds that if you soak barley and it passes the test, then there's no problem if there's no bikua. The Mishnah doesn't say that l'chatchili you could soak chitim and use it for matzah. The Mishnah simply says yaitzim b'pasna ki of hadra, that if you happen to have pas that is made from chitim and it's clean, which means it was soaked, you could be yaitzim a mitzvah. So fine, you soaked it, you weren't supposed to, and you checked it out, and there was no bikua, so therefore you could be yaitzim a mitzvah of matzah. So therefore the Tzlach says he doesn't understand Rav's raya that it's mutter l'chatchila. Maybe the Mishnah only means that if you did it, you could be yaitzim the mitzvah of matzah. This is the Tzlach's kasha. Now, I'm going to answer the kasha, but really the purpose of asking the kasha and answering the kasha is really to go to the aside and the core of what shmura means. The Torah says, ushmartem es hamatzis. You have to watch the matzis when you produce the matzis for Pesach. The Gemara says earlier in Masechta Pesachim that if a person produced matzah for his taidah, taidah has matzah as part of the lechem, or for the nazir, rikike nazir, the Gemara says you can't use it for matzah shel mitzvah. Why can't you use it for matzah shel mitzvah? The standard of chametz, that it can't be chametz, is by lechem taida and is by rikike nazir. So the Gemara explains, it says, ushmartim es hamatzis. Matzis hamishtameris l'shei matzah, yotzezu, she'ein mishtameris l'shei matzah, el l'shem zevach. The Gemara says, as the Rishonim explain, that in matzah there's a halacha that you have to produce it l'shma, l'shei matzis mitzvah. And that halacha is machayev you. Not only must you produce it l'shei matzis mitzvah, but it must be exclusively l'shei matzis mitzvah. But if you're producing the matzah for your carbon, it's not l'shei matzis mitzvah bilvad, because you have the intention to use it for the carbon. So therefore, you're not yaitza the mitzvah. Now the Mintlis Chinuch explains, and I heard this b'shem the briskerov from Rebel Zecharin Levarach, it's really pashat pshat. It's pashat pshat kipshutai. That the halacha producing matzah l'shma, that halacha is not a question of whether it's chametz or not. If you ever went to a matzah bakery, you know, everyone screams every once in a while, l'shem matzah mitzvah. We know it's not chametz. How can we know it's not chametz? Rashi's opinion is at least that if you take dough after it was kneaded and you look at it, if there's no karni chagovim and there's no hichsif uponav, meaning there's no cracks in it, it didn't change its texture depending whether you hold like a yud or a meyer, we know it's not chametz. So why can't you use that for matzah shel mitzvah? Why can't you use that at the Lel Seder? It's not chametz. Because there's a halacha of shmira l'shma. You have to produce the matzah l'shem matzah mitzvah. And the Mitzvah Chinuch compares it to the halacha of Ksiva Sefer Torah has to be written l'shma, Get has to be written l'shma, Karbonis al l'shma, Matzah has to be l'shma. So it's a halacha in the Matzah Shel Mitzvah. So even though I know surely it's not chametz, I know surely it's not chametz, because I could tell by Simonim or some other way, as we'll see in a moment. I know it's not chametz. However, the Torah says Matzah Shel Mitzvah requires Shmir l'shma. So therefore, even though you know it's not chametz, you can't be yaitz of the mitzvah with this matzah. That's l'chura poshut pshat, mitzvah chinuch is marich, others are marich, that it's a question of asiyah l'shma. Now we find the machlokes harishayim, whether a cheresh shayt of a katan or a guy could produce matzahs. When I say produce matzahs, I mean for the matzah shal mitzvah. Kipshutai, we'll see it's not so poshut, but kipshutai, really there's no halacha of l'shma or producing matzahs, l'shem matzahs shel Pesach, only for the night of the Seder. Because there's no consideration whether it's matzah or not for the rest of Pesach. Is it chametz or not chametz? That's all. I don't care whether it's matzah. I don't care if there's no halacha of asiyah. But for matzah shel mitzvah, which you eat the first night of Pesach, it must be made l'shma. So we find the big machlokes rishayim whether a cher is shayt of a katan or a guy could produce matzahs. Could they produce matzahs? And if you go to the matzah bakery, sometimes they have people who roll the matzah and they flatten it out. They are not Shomer Shabbos. In halacha, it's a shayla. Because of a Shomer Shabbos, if a person's not a Shomer Shabbos, he has a din kinochri, lahar beit varim, it could be also he can't produce matzahs l'shma. So some Rishayim say, you have oymid al-gabav. If you have oymid al-gabav, you could teach the person who's producing the matzah that he should do it l'shma. So you really have l'shma through the oymid al gabav.
The whole production.
What?
Is the whole production.
As opposed to?
And then you give a point.
Well, you say l'shem matzah's mitzvah, then you have kavanah to continue. I'll pass that l'shem matzah's mitzvah.
Every step of the way, then.
Well, it has to be every step of the way. The question is how often you have to say it. The Chavetz Chaim bimon the minig that they don't say it often enough. He says he remembers when he was a bachur, a younger man, he would go to the matzah factory. They say l'shem matzah's mitzvah every couple of moments or every couple of waiting periods. And today they don't do it that often. They may take a little break. They come back. You have to say l'shem matzah's mitzvah to make sure that the production of l'shem matzah's mitzvah. So some rishonim say you have to have a person who is a Shomer Shabbos, a Bardeya, producing the matzahs. Others say it's sufficient if you have Oymid al-Gabav, it's really halachas in Hilchas Gittin and Hilchas Siva Sefer Torah, could Oymid al-Gabav sort of affect the person who is making the matzah, even though the person who's making the matzah is not a Bardeya to produce Lishma. And then we have the Oh, now that's the Minchas Chinuch's Taina, and you find Rishayim who actually Taina that, the Ritva B'Shem the Ra Tainas, that it's not really an issue of whether the person who produces it has lishma, that we could ask a shayla if oymid al gabav helps the production being lishma. And if the Minchas Chinuch is marach on this, he finds it to be a kushi atzuma, which it really is. If the Torah would say, like we say by Gittin, the kos of la sefer krisis, the ksiv has to be lishma, fine. The Torah says shmartim es hamatzis. The shmira has to be lishma. You have to watch that the dough and the production will not become chametz. But there's no din about fia or lisha lishma. If so, why do you have to say oymid al gabav helps, or it even doesn't help according to some rishonim? Because the one who's baking doesn't have kavanah lishma because he's not a bardeya. There's not a problem here. As long as you stand over the production and you watch it that it doesn't have a problem with chametz, you're mekayim da halacha of shmir lishma. And that's taka the ritva's psak, b'shem the road, which the Shartzian brings down. Mitzvah Chinuch comes up with a gemara in Masechta Chagiga. The Meiri says the same thing, that ein odem shomer masha biyad chaver. Sort of, he says, I understand the horror is correct, that there's no din of asi lishma, but still in all, it's difficult to watch something that is in somebody else's hand, so it's as if it's a practical shortcoming that you can't watch, that it should be l'shma. But he's maskim, the way the Minchas Chinuch says, all the Rishonim are maskim, that the emes, there's no halach of asi l'shma. Others say, the Chazon Ish writes, whatever the pshat is, that for some reason, the only person who can be shomer l'shma al-pidin is the one who is Isaac in the asi. I mean, that's a big tumult, how to understand those Rishonim. In any event, there's halach of shmir l'shma. The machlokes in the paiskim whether the oisa has to be the shomer l'shma or oymid al gabav is sufficient. Machine matzahs, for instance, suffer from that same shaila. If you hold oymid al gabav helps, so good. The machine is not a bardeya, and it's surely not Jewish. So therefore, you're oymid al gabav and you're makayim the din of shmir l'shma. But if you hold the asiya, the one who is being oisa has to be shomer l'shma, by the machine we don't have that. Then you have to go into shailas whether pressing the button, making the machine operate, is that enough of an asiyah that it be considered that it was oisul l'shma? That's a shaila that goes back many, many generations when machines became something that they used in the Yiddish kehilas. There's an interesting word I saw from the Brisker Rav concerning machine matzahs. Some use machine matzahs for the Nidah Seder in Eretz Yisrael, but some paiskim who say that machine matzahs are fine because when you produce with a machine, it's better than a person. You know, a person is frail and sometimes you can be mesiach das. A machine works and it doesn't stop. So some claim that the machine, as far as the problem of chametz goes, happens to be more, it's more of a hither than actually matzahs that are produced by hand. The Lishma Shaila is a separate Shaila. So when they went to the Brisker Rav and they asked him, no, why don't you use machine matzahs? So he said a very insightful vart that is really the Brisker Hashkofa, which I think has a lot of merit to it, even from the non-Brisker point of view. He says, it looks like you're right. Machine matzahs may, other than the problem of Lishma, we have the rest of Pesach. Other than the problem of Lishma, it seems like you're right. But I can tell you I have no Masara and machine matzahs. I know exactly what to look for when I produce matzahs in the matzah baker. Because I saw my father. Here I have to be careful. Here I don't have to be so careful. Here I have to do this and do that. By machine matzahs, it looks like the way you're saying, but who knows? Who knows? I don't have any Masara how we're supposed to produce machine matzahs. That was his insight, that things look good. But if you don't know and you have no Masara from your father, you could be making a mistake. In any event, this is the issues over here as far as Lishma goes, that there's a halacha, it can't be chametz, and there's another halacha of asiya Lishma. Now, understanding this, really, the tzlach kasha really is not shver l'chura. The kasha was, maybe when you have wheat, which you soaked, really l'chatchila you shouldn't soak it. But if you soaked it, you look for the simanim. If it cracked, then we know it's on the way to be chametz. If it didn't crack, then we know it's kosher l'Pesach. So the shaila is, how do you see that you could use wheat that was soaked, or you could soak wheat l'chatchila from halacha, you could use it for the Seder. The teretz is pashut. Because if you're using it for the Seder, there's halacha that the asiya has to be made, l'shma, that you washed it, l'shem, matzah shel mitzvah. And just like the Gemara says later, that if you go to a guy and you buy dough, and you look at the dough, and you say, there's no signs of chametz here, there's no karni chagavim, there's no achsif upon it, you know it's not chametz, but it's not good for the Seder, why not? It's not chametz. The Teretz says, but you didn't watch it. It happened to be that it didn't become chametz, but it wasn't your shmira that was the factor that it's not chametz. The same thing, when you're soaking wheat, if you'll tell me it may become chametz, and later you have to do a test to see whether there's a crack, emes taka, we could, with the evid, we could use the wheat matzahs, the chita matzahs, because you know it didn't become chametz, but since you put it into the water and you soaked it, and there was no shmira to prevent it from becoming chametz, l'shei matzah shel mitzvah, so maybe you can't use it. How could you use it? B'chsar and l'shma. Since the Mishnah says you can be yaitza with chitim that was soaked because it's clean and it must be soaked, it's a raya that the soaking of chitim is not subject to a test later, but we're not fearful chitim like sarim will become chametz. Therefore, Rava brought a very good raya. If it's not mutter to do, you shouldn't be able to be yaitza the mitzvah of matzah the first night.
That's probably that nishima shatzira,
or
no. That's called lisha because you soaked it. So
later on, Rava holds you need Mishas Ksira. I mean, that's Rava's halacha. Rava holds Mishas Ksira. Now, this Yesoid, which I presented to you, that there is no question of whether it's chametz or not. The whole din of matzah mitzvah is a din l'shma, like the Mitzvah Chinuch said, similar to Ksivas Get l'shma. L'chura, this is subject to a machloikas harishayna. We find in the Torah in Tafnun Dalet, he brings down the halachas that one cannot use mayim shaloilonu. You need mayim shalonu. Mayim shalonu means that the water was drawn the day before and it stays overnight, because then we know that the water is cool, it's not warm, and if the water is warm, there's a problem that it may make the flour and the dough chametz. And there's other chumras that you can't take chamei tveria. All these are halachas, and the type of water you must use when you produce the matzah. Comes along the Torah in Siman Taf Nun Dalet. He brings down B'Shem, the Ritzgeis, and he brings down B'Shem, the Bala Itter, that all these halachas are halachas exclusive to the matzah shel mitzvah, to the matzah which you're using at the night of Pesach. But there's no halacha of mayim shelonu if you have matzah that you're not using at the night of Pesach. No such halacha. That's the Bala Itter and the Ritzgeis. The Rush argues, and he says he doesn't understand. Lo motzino chilek b'chashash chametz bein matzah shel mitzvah v'matzah l'chol haPesach. So we have a machlokes between the Baal Itter and the Ritzgeis and the Rush. The Rush at one side says it can't be. If we tell you not to use warm water, and we tell you not to use chametz tveria, so therefore we're concerned that maybe we'll become chametz. What's the difference between matzah shel mitzvah or matzah whole Pesach? Loi matzinu chilek b'chashash chametz bein matzah shel mitzvah l'matzah l'chol haPesach. However, the Ritzgeis who says that there is a difference, that only matzah shel mitzvah has the concern of mayim shalonu and chametz tveria, it's l'chura obvious that the Ritzgeis understood that the pasuk of ushmartem es hamatzis doesn't tell us just a halacha of l'shma. Surely there's halacha of l'shma. But it also tells us there's another chiddush, that a person has to be careful beyond what the halacha requires in always hilchas isser v'heter. Isser v'heter, we know, we depend on rai, we depend on rayas, achzuk yireyas aloy mechsakinen, as the Rishayim say in Hilchas Chametz. We don't have to worry about things that are very unusual. We eat meat based on hechachas. However, when it comes to matzah shel mitzvah, ushmartim es hamatzis tells you another halacha. Not only is there a din asiyah l'shma, but there's also a halacha that you have to be shomeret mikol tzad sheyesh bo chametz. You have to be shomeret beyond what the normal halacha requires in isser v'heter. Therefore, the Ritzgeis says that's a halacha miyuchad in matzah mitzvah. Matzah shel mitzvah needs a shimer l'shei matzah shel mitzvah mikol tzad chametz above and beyond what the halacha requires in every yisur v'heter. Therefore, he says, Mayim Shalanu is a very strong, a very weak shash. What do we have to worry about it when it comes to the whole Pesach? When it comes to Matzah Shel Mitzvah, we have to make sure it has no chametz beyond what the halacha requires in every case of yisur v'heter. So look where we have a fundamental machlokes here between the Rishayim. The Rosh Hashit is, the din v'shmartim al matzahs is only a din l'shma. Yeah. Right. Well, even if we don't know the Simon of Bisman Hazeh, also we depend on it. No, I'm saying, but it's brought down in the Paiskim, even Bisman Hazeh, the Shiloh. It's brought down in the Beshayis, the Bisman Hazeh says, you can eat it and you don't have to eat it. You know, even without the Simon. So I'm saying, so the Chura, and also from the Rosh's Taina, unless you'll say the Rosh Taina incorrectly under its gaze, the Rosh's Taina is like, Matino Chiluk Bechimus. I'm saying Matino Chiluk Bechimus. We find the Chiluk in the halach of chimitz. So come to Christ, we have a fundamental machlokes Rishayim, is the din ushmartim is hamatzis only a din l'shma, or is the din ushmartim is hamatzis a din that we need shmir yaseir l'shma, but it's also meist of the halacha of shmir yaseir beyond what the halacha of iser v'heter implies. Now the Taz says, and this I think follows the Ritz Geis, the Taz makes a chilek. The Taz says, and he's medaiket in the chilek halashinus in the tour in the Shulchan Aruch, that melisha v'yelech, you have to do it l'shem matzis mitzvah. If it's not melisha v'yelech, by ktsira, even though we're machmer, as we'll see in a moment, that you have to have shmir m'shas ktsira, but it doesn't have to be l'shem matzis mitzvah. It's enough if it's l'shem pesach. L'shem matzis mitzvah means you have to bake the matzis for the mitzvah of matzah b'erpech l'matzis. I saw recently by Tzvi Pesach Frank, he has a shaila that somebody always received matzah shel mitzvah as a gift from a friend. When he used to go to the bakery, he would bake his matzahs l'shem Pesach. He was a person, I guess, he enjoyed doing things a little bit complicated and not 100% straight, or he had other cheshbonos. So he baked his matzahs for Pesach. So the matzahs he received from his friend was l'shem matzahs mitzvah, and the matzahs which he used for the rest of Pesach was l'shem Pesach, not l'shem matzahs mitzvah. One year, the matzahs didn't arrive, so he went running through to Pesach Frank, could he use his matzahs? His matzahs weren't baked l'shem matzahs mitzvah, they were baked l'shem Pesach. Pashas you can. Says the Taz, l'shem matzah smitzvah is only in the lisha ve'elach. When you knead the dough and you bake it, then you need l'shem matzah smitzvah. From ktsira until lisha, it's sufficient if you have l'shem pesach that it shouldn't be chametz. That's good enough to watch. What's the chilek? The achrayim ask on the Taz. I mean, monashach, if the shmartim as hamatzah goes from ktsira, so do l'shem matzah smitzvah. Shmartim as hamatzah doesn't go from ktsira, it goes from lisha. So then, what are you worried about ktsira altogether? You shouldn't have to have any halacha by ktsira. It's pashut. The Taz understood, of course the asil l'shma is only chal when you do that by this hapas. You have to produce the matzah l'shma. You have to produce the matzah l'shma, that's from lisha v'yelech. But the halacha, that you have to have extra caution beyond the halachas of iser v'heter, that it shouldn't be chametz, it makes no sense that you should have extra caution after Lisha and it should become chametz before. That the Taz understood, the chi of Shmira, which is nitaisif, that you have to watch it beyond the normal halachas, that's something that the matzah has to appear at your table without any chashas. That is from Lisha, that is from Ksira. But the Taz says a chiluk. So from Ksira, make sure beyond any shaila, it's not chametz. However, the din l'shma is chal by the avodas hapas. That's sufficient if b'shas Lisha, you make it l'shem matzah smitzah. Right.
So you have two kinds of
right. Din by matzah. Yeah. No, the din that beyond the special halacha, that arrives to lafia. But it's not mistaver that it could become chametz before and the standard would rise later, because then when it comes to the table, you can't say beyond doubt that the matzah is not chametz. So that is just the halacha of shmartim. However, the other halacha of lishma, that is the asiyah sapas, b'shas lafia, he held when you're making the matzah, that's when you need to asiyah lishma. That's how the Taz pass, because the Mishnah Berurah brings it down. I don't know if he goes halacha with it, but he brings him down. Okay. So far, Kabbalah, just for the Rambam's mind. What? L'shmartim is hamatzis. Yeah. Now, this, till now, we have now machlokes Rishayim in the aside of what Shmir is. Until now, it's only halacha exclusive to matzis mitzvah, which we eat at the Seder. Now, many of us know that we eat shmur matzah throughout Pesach. What's the source of that? Kipshuta, if you look through the Gemara and the Rishayim, there's no basis for that, because the din l'shma is only halacha in the mitzvah of matzah b'erev teich l'matzahs. But we have a Rambam in Hilchas Chametz, Perek Hey, Halacha Tes. It's the wrong chelik of the Rambam.
No, I want the bottom.
Perikei Halacha Tes. The Rambam says like this. It's a clear Rambam. Perikei Halacha Tes. Rambam says like this. Mishum shenemru shmartem es hamatzas. Because it says you should wash the matzas. Kloimer. Hizaru b'matzah v'shim roisim yikol tzad chametz. Be careful with the matzah and make sure that there is no possibility of chametz. You have to be careful with the wheat that you eat on Pesach. There shouldn't be any water on it after you harvest it. So the Rambam says clear in the Magen Mishnah's Medayik that the Din Shmira is a halacha not only by Matzah Shel Mitzvah. He brings it over here in the halachas of Chametz. He makes no mention of the mitzvah of the night of the Seder, but he says, Shmartim Samatzis means to say, watch it beyond any tzad chimutz, which seems to be that there is a cautionary halachir beyond what Isser V'Heter requires, but it's not halach in Berev Teichel Matzis. That's what the Magen Mishnah learns Pshat, and that's clear. However, we have a Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chametz U'Matzah that says, if a person doesn't have matzah mishumerish ala kezayis, if a person only has matzah mishumer, only one kezayis, when he finishes his suda from the matzah which is not mishumeris, mevarach al achilas matzah va'oichlois a kezayis bein atay machrof kum. A person only has one kezayis of matzah shmura. What does he do? He eats the whole suda of the matzah sheinu shmura, and then he eats the last kezayis for the matzah shel mitzvah and the afikayim together, whatever the pshat is. Magen Mishnah has the sira. Here the Rambam says matzah shmura is a mitzvah in all 7 days of Pesach, not related to the mitzvah of matzah. And you have to watch it Mishas Zira. And here the Rambam says clearly that you're eating at the night of the Seder matzah that is not Shmura, and the last Kizayis you eat from matzah Shmura. It's a steer, it's enough in the steer. The Mishnah goes, Chatzchilu b'diyed. But L'chur Kipshuta, with the understanding we presented, I think the Rambam comes out Kamin Chayim, and I think it's Pasha. The Rambam understood that, sit down, have a seat. Gets me nervous just standing there. The Rambam has a seat. See, I told you it gets me nervous. The Rambam. How will I be here? The Rambam learned pshat, I think, kipshuta. There's halacha v'shmartim es hamatzas that you have to watch the matzas beyond any suffix, beyond any tzadchim. It's much above the required standard for Eser V'Heter. But the Rambam understood that that halacha is not a halacha miyuchad to Lel Pesach, to the mitzvah. You think the standard of chametz should be different for the mitzvah of matzah than a whole Pesach? The Rambam learned that that halacha of shmir and b'kol tzad chimutz is a halacha in Isser V'Heter of chametz, that the Torah teaches us that we have to have beyond the normal standard of shmirah, you have to make sure that it's not chametz. That's halacha in kol Torah, in kol yimei Pesach. The din l'shma that it says in the pasuk, that make sure you wash it beyond any possible chimutz, that you have to do that l'shei matzis mitzvah, obviously that's only a din in Berev Teichel Matzis. So therefore the Rambam says, very good. If you are talking about Isser V'Heter, make sure beyond any possibility from the time of Ksira that there is no chametz there. U'shmartem es hamatzis. But the din l'shma, what you have to do and make it l'shei matzis mitzvah, that's only a din in Berev Teichel Matzis. So therefore the Rambam says, very good. In Perikei Halacha Tes, he says that you have to make sure there's no tzad chimutz, because if there's a tzad chimutz, it's a chsarin in the halacha v'shmartem es hamatzis. When it comes to Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, in the end of the Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah Perikhez, he says that let's say a person doesn't have shmur matzah. He only has shmur matzah for the end. So eat the other matzah and finish off with the shmur matzah. What do you mean eat the other matzah? You can't eat the other matzah. The other matzah, there's also the shmur matzah. The Teretz is Pashit. The other matzah was shomer, but it wasn't shomer l'shei matzah's mitzvah. So therefore, in Halacha, Tess and Perikhez, we're talking about you have to be shomer it. You don't have to be shomer l'shei matzah's mitzvah. You're shomer it to make sure there's no chametz. The extra shmira that the mitzvah and the isra of chametz, the isra of chametz requires. However, when you're talking about the night of the Seder, it's the tais of halacha that you have to do with l'shei matzah's mitzvah. So you can have matzah like this fellow in Yerushalayim who went to the Tzvi Pesach front. He produced a lot of matzah, l'shei Pesach. So it's mekayim the halacha of shmira mitzad chimutz, and therefore there's no iser that you are being over while you are partaking from the matzah throughout Pesach, because it has the extra shmira. But then there's halacha that to be yaitz of the mitzvah of be'erev teichel matzahs, you have to be shomer l'shei matzahs mitzvah, that he didn't have. He only had one kezayis. On that, the Rambam says, very good, eat your whole suda from the simple shmura matzah, and eat the last kezayis from the matzah that was shomer l'shei matzah mitzvah.
Why do you say
that? I'll tell you the truth, Pinchas. That's a good shiloh, but I'm saying there's no kasha on me. That's what the Rambam says. I don't mean to make light of your shiloh. It's a good shiloh. You make it dangerous. You're not supposed to eat after that. Be kaimed. That's why. You'll be kaimed at the end. When do you make the bracha? The Rambam doesn't say. Maybe you make the bracha at the end. The Rambam sheet is always that way. Yeah.
Does the Rambam define what's called shmura?
That he doesn't. I agree with you. He should have. That we don't find in the Rambam. I agree. I'm not coming to answer that. I mean, any way you learn, it's going to be a problem. Yeah.
In the case of the rabbi in Israel, he didn't even have a kezayis.
I'm just using the rabbi in Israel till the last kezayis.
Okay.
But he had a kezayis. This fellow, the Rambam, had a kezayis.
Right. But the guy in Israel, could he use the matzah till the last kezayis?
No. It wasn't made with Shea Matzah Smith.
He'd
have a problem. Right. He has to borrow from somebody else. He has to borrow from somebody else. Now, let me just sum up a little bit to give you a little inkling what happens today. Today, many people, not everyone, many people are machmer on shmur matzah throughout Pesach. Now, kipshuta, we could say, we're machmer like the Shitas HaRambam. We're machmer like the Shitas HaRambam. The Bir Halacha brings down from the Vilna Gaon, Hagra Hichmer Miyoyin, that he should have shmur mishas ktsira throughout Pesach, and says the Chofetz Chaim, there's no doubt he meant to be machmer like the Shitas HaRambam. He meant to be machmer like the Shitas HaRambam, that shmura, you don't need shmura l'shei matzah mitzvah, that's pasha. L'shei matzah mitzvah has no verta when we're talking about Zayin Yimei Pesach. But the idea that it should be shmur mishas ktsira, that you should be careful, that there shouldn't be any chometz. The Chofetz Chaim writes, when you send flour on the train, he brings down from one achron, you have to have a shomer there, you can't leave it hefker. Why? Because there's an extra din shmira l'shei matzah mitzvah. Yeah, but he doesn't relate it. He doesn't relate it. And I'll tell you, I don't know if you need shmur mitzad that. Yeah, but he doesn't learn pshat that way. That's why I said the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha says he has no doubt that the goyin, he wouldn't be hichmer miyoy if it's only an Indian, so he won't get a mitzvah this time. You know, let's say a person has a matzah that he can't get the goyin's mitzvah. He might as well leave it. He's not getting the mitzvah anyway. But he says hichmer miyoy not to eat matzah that wasn't shmur mishas ktsir. Zog de Chofetz Chaim, there's no doubt that the basis of the goyin is the Shitas HaRambam. That's what the Chofetz Chaim says. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in the Mishnah Berurah, which I can recall these two times, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim. And therefore, the Yiddish people are machmer on Shmur Mishas Ktsira throughout Pesach. I don't know if he means we're machmer because of the Rambam Shita, which doesn't sound that way from all that Chronim, if we're machmer because of the Rambam Shita, or the Yisrael Kedoshim Heim is simply that Klal Yisrael, when it comes to Pesach, takes upon themselves chumras, even though it's far beyond the halacha. I think that's poshut what the achrayim mean when they say Yisro Kedoshim. I mean, the guy in the Bir Halacha relates it to the Rambam Shita. Fine, relates it to the Rambam Shita. But when the Chofetz Chaim quotes from the achrayim, from the Chayk Yaakov and the other achrayim, that Yisro Kedoshim hain, and their machmir, that we have matzah that is shmura mishach tzira for a whole Pesach, I think it's a chumra bi'alma that when it comes to Pesach, we're machmir beyond what the normal halacha requires. We find the same lashon in the Achrayim from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, and this may sound a little bit familiar, that we scrape the walls when we prepare for Pesach. And it says the Ramah and the other Achrayim, don't laugh at people when they scrape the walls for Pesach. I know many of us in our house, if we don't do it, our wives do it, they scrape the walls. It says, Yisrael Kedoshim Heim, because we're Kaddish. Many people have unusual minhagim when it comes to Pesach. They don't eat pills on fruits or vegetables. When I was in Eretz Yisrael, the first Pesach I celebrated when I was in Eretz Yisrael learning, I went to my cousin's house and I enter his kitchen. He had a tremendous vat of water. I ask him, what is this tremendous vat of water? He says he doesn't use faucet water over Pesach. He broke Hashem for showers and baths, he uses faucet water. But he could have taken a bath in that vat also was so big. But in any event, this is the way he does it. And he also had a minig when the spoon or fork falls on the floor, he doesn't use it anymore. By the time the first 2 days of Pesach had passed, he was down to 3-4 spoons out of a serving for 12. It's amazing chumras we have when it comes to Pesach. And the truth is, the Psukim teaches us. The Rishonim say, Ba'yirah ba'yimotza we find by Pesach. Why do we find Ba'yirah ba'yimotza by Pesach? Because we're afraid, some Rishonim explain, we're going to come to eat it. So therefore, Taisus says the Chazal took the key from the tyrant, even though you're mavatalit, the Shema Yovel likely says, why are you worried about other Yisurim? You have Chazar in the house, you have Chalav in the house. So some say, because Chazar and Chalav, you can have your bottle a whole year, you're separated from a Pesach, you're not bottle from Chametz. No, the Taisus says no. There's really no intrinsic difference between Chazar and Chalav as far as we see. The difference is based on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ba'yiro Ba'yimotza. Since it says, Ba'yiro Ba'yimotza, so therefore we see we can't even have it in our house. The Torah was machmir so much when it comes to Chumras. So therefore, we take the cue and we impose our own Chumras. There's a very interesting observation I realized this many, many years ago, that when it comes to Erev Pesach, people know they have to eat Chumras. They can eat Chumras till a fourth of a day, and then they have another hour until it becomes Osir Bahano. When it comes to Kriyishma, which is a Deraisa, most of us, I suspect, go according to the Shitas Hagra. The Shitas of Magen Avraham is 36 minutes before the Shitas Hagra. When it comes to other halachas, even say Shabbos, don't want to go into all the halachas of Zmanim and how one is related to the other, we're making like the Grosso. When it comes to a Drabbanan Bialma, Erev Pesach, when do we stop eating chametz? All the calendars, I haven't seen a luach that I can recall that gives you the Gain Shita. It gives you the Magen Avraham Shita, which is 24 minutes before the Gain. And they all picked the Magen Avraham Shita. So I remember years ago, I met this Choshev Yid. Reb Amram knows Yid, Reb Shmelke, Zecharin Levrach. I asked him, what's this over here? When it comes to Pesach, at the Rabbanim Biyam, all of a sudden everyone's machmer like the Magen Avraham. And when it comes to the Rices, we aren't machmer like the Magen Avraham. He says, Pesach is Andish, the Chumar of Pesach. What? I see there is some concept of Yisrael Kedoshim that when it comes to Pesach, we're machmer beyond belief. And I just want to say one small insight possibly to explain why when it comes to Pesach, all of a sudden, we're machmer more than Chazer, more than Shabbos, more than Kriyashma. We go to an extreme that's beyond what the halacha requires because of Yisrael Kedoshim. There's an interesting Bir Halacha that I just saw, Yaina, you remember the Bir Halacha over there. He says that there's a bit of hider mitzvah. Achlish, right? You go into a store, you see an esrig, and you see a beautiful esrig. If it's up to a third more, you have to pay more money for a beautiful esrig. Says the Chofetz Chaim, an amazing chiddush. He says that if you have an esrig that's kosher al pi din, and you have another esrig that is yaitza, another shita, even though the first ekar is kosher, the ikra alach is kosher, but you have another esrig that is yaitzi nocha shita, he says it's pashit that there's a din of zekel v'aveyu, and you have to pay a third for the other esrig. It's amazing. I mean, halacha, when we talk about zekel v'aveyu, we're talking about the physical appearance of the mitzvah. It's not the fun of the mitzvahs. Here the Chofetz Chaim takes and he says, just like there's halacha to be mechabit a mitzvah, and you have to beautify a mitzvah, he says, surely there's halacha that you have to go beyond what the halacha requires, and you have to be yaitza all shita. It's amazing. And we find in the Gemara in Masechet El Metzis, it says the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, Asher Tasun Lefnim Mishur Sadin, Shaloi Sha'omdu Dinam Al Din Tyre. So the Gemara says, what's so terrible if we did it in Tyre? So therefore, the Beis HaMikdash is being Charev for that. We're supposed to do it in Tyre. What else are we supposed to do? So the Gemara says, because we didn't do Lefnim Mishur Sadin. So we see the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because we didn't do Lefnim Mishur Sadin. And it's difficult to understand how could it be destroyed because we didn't do Lefnim Mishur Sadin, if Lefnim Mishur Sadin means by definition that the din doesn't require it. And I think the understanding is as follows. There's no halacha that a person has to do more than the halacha requires in any particular case. If you have a mitzvah shayfer, if you're not sick, it's not more than the chaymish or mechuyiv to do it. But you have to do just the ikr din. To do something beyond the ikr din, you're not mechuyiv in any particular case. Tais Shabbos is Nikudin. Says the third. Tais Shabbos. Shvaisim. However, if a person never does Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, or often he doesn't do Lefnim Mishuras Hadin, it reflects on the person that the person is really only doing mitzvahs to get by. He is not showing an interest in doing mitzvahs. Because how is it possible that you're not machmer when you can be? The chumrah doesn't have to cost you a chaymish, and the chumrah doesn't have to be when it's inconvenient. But if you could do it, and you don't do it, it's a simin l'dover that you're really not interested in doing the mitzvahs. And that happens to be a terrible reflection on a person. It shows exactly his priorities in life. If a person is not machmer when he can be machmer, within reason, within parameters, not shitas that aren't shitas that enter any of the Shulchan Aruchs or any of the Svarim, but when you have an opportunity, and it's not difficult, and a person is not machmer, that reflects on the person that he has different priorities. His priorities in life is not doing mitzvahs. Now, we all do taivas for people. people ask you for a ride. So if you don't like the person and it's a terech on you and you don't like people to go in your car, so you tell him, you know, you can't say no. How does it possibly? Guy asks you for a ride. He knows you're going to the chasana. So you tell him, I can't take you. It doesn't look too good. So you tell him, okay, I'm leaving 7 o'clock and I'm going to leave exactly. If you're not there on time, forget it. I won't be able to take you. And please be in front of my house and I don't want to wait. That's if you don't like the guy. If you really like the guy, you say, oh, I can have your company. It's so nice. I'm leaving 7, but don't hurry. In fact, I'll even pass by your house. I'll honk the horn and you'll come down. Both people did chesed. The first guy had no interest in doing chesed, but he can't be over a halacha and appear like a person who has no midas whatsoever. The second guy is interested in doing chesed. The same thing when it comes to mitzvahs. You do mitzvahs. If you're interested in doing it, it has a whole different flavor and it has a whole different tone. If you're not interested, no, I could be yaitzeh with the shita. These matzahs are kosher, has a rabbi signature. What's so terrible? Rabbi Erechonem and Bisurim. Therefore, there's no reason why I have to be machmer. But if you're interested, it's your life, it's what you strive for, it's what you're interested in, then you have a whole different approach. Okay, let me be yaitzeh the film, the gain shita, let me be yaitzeh the Magen Avraham shita, let me do it in a lachat chila de gaifin. On Pesach is the time we became a nation. Lakachti eschem lilom. Well, we have the four lashonos of gula. What's the last one? Lakachti li, lakachti eschem lilom. That Eibush is going to be our Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Shalach esame v'yavduni. We became avodim. The appropriate time to show that we're interested in mitzvahs. The appropriate time to demonstrate that our avdus is not something which we don't like and we just want to get by. But to show that we are interested in l'chatchil to do what's right, that's Pesach. Because that is the point we became avodim. So therefore, when it came Pesach, the demand on us is not only to have matzah, we have to have shmur matzah. Not only to clean, we have to scrape the walls. Why? Because we're all kedushim. What does kedushim mean? We come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kedusha is a reflection of one thing, our closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, there's no better time to demonstrate that we're a holy people than on Pesach by doing everything lifnei mishor hadin. And that tells a lot about where we're holding in life. If we're holding away from mitzvahs, or we cherish mitzvahs, and we consider it an opportunity. Everyone should be zeicha to a chag kosher v'sameach. On Pesach, you say kosher because we know it's very, very complicated.